we are most familiar with in real life, which is...
Can we get the microphone on?
Oh, sorry.
That's a goss.
So...
My God. Is someone watching us all the time?
Yeah.
Like my brother or what?
So...
Is there one like that everywhere?
Yeah.
I think he knows in class, like they can see it.
So it's,
They don't even see it.
Okay.
So it's called the surface gravity wave. So we need to use some fluid mechanics. And you know, the light that goes into our eyes are from the reflection. So we also need to apply the Fresnel's law in electro and magnetics. And we also need to know something about perspective as in drawing. And finally, we do some numerical work and put them together. And I found the PDE for the 1D case in this book, and it's like this. Here, the phi is the so-called velocity potential. So we assume that the velocity is the gradient of phi. So there is a theorem in fluid dynamics, which is under some assumptions, you have d gamma dt equal to zero, where gamma is the integral of v around the loop. So if you have no circulation at the beginning, you have no circulation. And eta is the z value of the boundary surface. And it's easy to generalize this to two-dimensional. We just add the partial squared phi over partial squared y here.
Right.
And this h is the depth of the water or the lake, which we can simply assume h is infinity here for simplicity. I looked for cylindrically symmetric waves. And it turned out that we only need the Bessel function J0 if we assume that there is no theta dependence. This J, if you do not remember what J0 is, it looks like this. And asymptotically, it's proportional to square root of z. It's asymptotically cosine of x plus some angle and over square root of x. And we assume that the wave decay in minus z direction. So far down the surface, you have no wave. And there's some surprise that there's dispersion. So the velocity of the wave, the fifth velocity of the wave is this. So I used the superposition of two cylindrical waves to create the picture. And you can see this is the contour of the, this is the waveform, and this is the contour plot of the waveform. So there's a peak here and a peak there. I think I need to draw the geometrical configuration of how I presume I'm taking the picture. So I take a one by one square. I call this x and this z, and I assume that That's why. I assume that there's an observer here at minus h 0.5 h. So h is the height of the observer, and the direction of sight is this. And I draw a square here. And it hits the center of the square here. And if you draw a line that hits part of this square, and then this square, then this point will be mapped to there. And what's next? And I need to say some assumptions that I take for the background radiation. That is, in the upper half plane, you have for each differential solid angle, you have the same intensity. At the beginning, I thought that maybe I need some complicated formula for solid angle, but it turned out that there is not. I mean the di d omega you received here is just proportional to the reflection coefficient, and it does not depend on theta in any other ways. You can see this by assuming that you have a mirror here, and since you have isotropic background radiation for the upper half space, you have a mirror, and then you have isotropic from the lower half space, and then it's isotropic, and you do not have any mysterious factor. So I got this plot for that. I got this plot after I put everything into code. And I also tried to change the index of refraction. So for water, you remember n is approximately 1.33. And if you change it to 1.05, it's like this. And if you change it to 2, it's like that. And you see that there's not much ratio of contrast for these two cases, but for this it looks better. And this, I think for n equals to 1.33, it looks the best. And we can continue to improve the code to get better picture. So I think the first thing to do is that we can change the direction of wave, so we do not necessarily look in the horizontal direction. And then we can take more complicated waveform and take background. I think someone will talk about clouds, and we can put the clouds in the background, and we take into account the wind, and yeah, and that's all of my talk. Is there any questions?
Okay.
Understand
the mapping that you were showing us on the board. Can you just explain again?
So you draw a square here. So the height of the person is h, where the length of this is 1. So h should be smaller than 1.
So you're mapping from a square of the surface to what the person sees?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's what I didn't understand.
This is just an imaginary square.
Okay, yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, are there any other questions? Okay, if you, let's thank Peking again. And next speaker is Raul Ferreira.